With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell says the key interest rate is staying the same for now.
The committee decided at today's meeting to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5%, and to continue the process of significantly reducing our securities holdings. As labor market tightness has eased and progress on inflation has continued, the risks to achieving our employment and inflation goals are coming into better balance.
Powell said the pickup in inflation in January and February did not fundamentally change the Fed's picture of the economy. Also, at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he had a lengthy conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. The Louisiana Republican said he reiterated strong support for Israel and strong disagreement over Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's criticism of the Prime Minister last week. Johnson said it's dangerous for U.S. officials to tell Israel how to run its domestic affairs. Schumer last week called Netanyahu an obstacle to peace in the Israel-Hamas war, and Schumer also called for new elections. The latest Rasmussen Report poll gives Republicans an edge in their battle to hold on to the majority in the House.
6 points. That's how far Republicans lead Democrats in the latest Rasmussen telephone and online survey. Just 8 months before voters head to the polls, 47% of respondents say they would vote for the Republican candidate. That compares to 41% who say they would vote for the Democrat. 2 years ago, in March of 2022, Republicans held an 11-point advantage. It narrowed to just 5 points in the final poll before Election Day that year, when the GOP scored a net gain of 9 seats. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. The crisis in Haiti is putting Christian missionaries in danger.
The Caribbean nation has never been a particularly safe place for the spread of the gospel, but with the outbreak of a kind of civil war between violent gangs there, Haiti is positively deadly right now. Numerous Christian organizations provide relief and gospel preaching in the country, and some have had to evacuate. Other ministries are trying to hang on amidst the mayhem, and it may soon be impossible to remove them at all until calm is restored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A member of Congress is calling on the Biden administration to take action over the persecution of Christians in Vietnam. Republican Michelle Steele of California has written a letter to the State Department urging that it designate Vietnam a country of particular concern, something that the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom supports. Vietnam's a communist country and officially atheist. This is SRN News. An interactive exhibit has some unique features at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans.
The exhibit uses artificial intelligence to let visitors hold virtual conversations with images of veterans, including a Medal of Honor winner who died in 2022. Voices from the Front also enables visitors to the New Orleans Museum to ask questions of war-era home front heroes and supporters of the U.S. war effort, including a military nurse, an aircraft factory worker, and a dancer who performed at USO shows. Olin Pickens, a 102-year-old war veteran featured in the project, got a chance Wednesday to chat with his video-recorded twin at the museum. He said, "I'm making history." Keith Peters reporting.
Facebook and Instagram were down Wednesday for some users. According to Down Detector, the social media platform saw a spike in issues around 10 a.m. Eastern time. Most users said they were having trouble logging into the apps. More details at SRNnews.com.